This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hello! We're back on a Football Friday, the WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz, it's a Football Friday. No Eagles game Sunday, but it's still a Football Friday. Ike, how you feeling?
Brother Spike, I feel pretty good. The weekend is upon us. Listen, the Eagles play Monday night. Mm-hmm. That means I have a stress-free weekend of football, and we'll wrap it up with the Birds taking on the Packers Monday night. I'm excited about that. Jackie Baseball. Still quiet on the home front, but you know what? No news is good news as far as I'm concerned. Holla at your boy.
It's only day two. Free agency. Lot of time left.
Yeah. And you'll talk. Plenty of time for you to talk yourself into whatever happens.
Dude,
right, buddy?
That's a good spot to be in.
Yeah.
Now, before you get started.
Yeah.
Yesterday on the way home.
Yeah.
That was pathetic.
What?
The whole idea of... Oh, I'm ready to go whichever way they go. If they do this, I'm good. If they
I
do
like
that,
both ways.
He said that out loud?
Yes, he said that out loud on the way home. I'm listening to him. Like, what is he talking about?
Because I like both ways. I mean, seriously, if they go for it, awesome. If they tear it down a little bit, awesome.
His voice is in a great place right
now. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Hold on. See,
I'm glad we're addressing the elephant in the room.
Yeah. We'll start the show. I mean, the show has started.
Who cares? We'll get there.
You know, when I was program director here, I wanted to put...
Here we go.
Here
comes Preachy Spike.
No. I wanted to, you know how in college football, when they all go out into the field, a lot of times they have the saying above the above
champions,
the tunnel, play like champions,
yeah,
blah, 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 blah.
Stupid
blah.
Notre Dame.
What I wanted to put over the entry to
that
this.
That was my idea.
Well, whatever. It's my saying. What I wanted to put over the studio door was have a take, coward.
Yeah.
You walk in here, you got to have a take. You got to have an opinion.
Yeah.
Whatever they do is fine. It's not. An opinion.
The opinion first was.
And it certainly isn't. That's not a statement or a stance that represents this show.
Well, I did start off with they don't need Kyle Schwarber to re-sign Kyle Schwarber. That's your original take.
Okay.
But then eventually.
Hey, whatever. It was the second segment. Who cares? But like, I really, either way they go, I kind of like both. I would love a rebuild. I love rebuilding. Prospects, hope, that's more exciting than winning. It is. I don't know what to tell you. That's why I'm so bored about the Eagles.
Well, then say it. Then that's what you should say.
But I also want them to go for it. They're right there, Spike. They're right there. 96 wins last year. If Wheeler's in the game and Bader's healthy.
You've done too many podcasts. You can pull that stuff on the high hopes with Seltzer. And you can both just caress each other over everything being okay.
I'm glad you brought up Seltzer.
Yes. Yep. You walk into this Lions den. You got to pick a direction, buddy boy.
And by the way, you and Seltzer were Preston yesterday. Maddenly,
yeah,
ridiculous.
Well, okay.
I mean, Seltzer's in the background, fist pumping.
We're objective.
You are not objective.
He said we're going to build a monster. That's exciting. What?
He is out of control.
Yeah, why, yeah, dude? Yeah.
The worm alert.
Yes. The worm. Yes. I don't even need a worm. This is just who I am. It's who I am. And it's, yeah, either way is great.
It is. Either way is great.
I'm texting so bad.
I know.
Unbelievable. Oh, and the other thing you said about playing country music at 3:30 ain't going to happen
Hold on. Why not? 3:30 country?
When did that happen?
Well, because like everyone else has their thing, right? Like you guys get...
So you're saying you want your own music in there?
Well, it puts Alive in there, you know?
I know.
Yeah. You got your selections. No country. All right. Now that we got...
You know what else you said, a program director?
Of what? What
don't else? Waste the first 2 minutes of the show on nonsense.
I'm serious about this. But I'm wrapped into it now. I could just imagine myself pulling ourselves into an office and playing this in front of us. All right. Big show as always. 3:00, joined by Elliott Shore Parks. 2:42, joined by Nick Costos, so he can give you your bets for the weekend. Some thoughts from Nick. 4:00, Jaws. We give away the belt at 4:30. A big show, as it always is. It is a football Friday. I feel like something has happened over the last couple weeks of the Eagles not playing. And I think it is, we have forgotten a little bit about what the entire season has been about. Now, I don't want to say all this and have Mike Mayock call and say that maybe I'm not giving them enough credit because so on and so forth. But this has been, you know, the Eagles have played 8 games, not 2 games, not 1 game. And I feel like over the last week, this belief has sort of has popped up in Philadelphia that the Eagles are elite and they are definitely the best team in the NFC. The Eagles are a good team. They are 6-2. They are among the good teams in the NFC. They have not yet proven they're an elite team. They're getting better. Maybe they will be. I don't even know if there is an elite team, even in the entire NFL this year. They're right there in the group in the NFC with the Lions. They're right there with the Packers. They're right there with the Rams. They're right there with the Bucks. They're right there with the Seahawks. But they're not elite. They're not above those teams. These next 2 weeks, they can prove that they're an elite football team. But the Philadelphia Eagles, as of now, have this version of the Philadelphia Eagles has not proven that they're elite. It doesn't mean that they might not be elite at some point. It doesn't mean that they're not very good. It doesn't mean that they're right there. They're not right there with the rest of the other teams in the NFC. But I feel like over the last, maybe it's the hangover of the really good Giants game and the fact that they are improving, but they're not elite yet. They have to prove they're elite, and they can do that over the next 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. That's where I am with the Eagles.
Yeah,
not elite yet.
Yeah, and I don't understand it. Listen, every team gets off at a different pace to start the season. Mm-hmm. The Eagles weren't necessarily clicking on all cylinders when the season started. That's not uncommon or foreign to the Eagles. They started off 2-2 last year. Then they proceeded to win, I believe, 17 out of 18 games on the way to the Super Bowl and winning the Super Bowl. I look at this year's team, and the reason why I have them as the elite team, because they came into the season as an elite team, right? They came into the season as the team to beat in the NFC. And these other teams have had the opportunity to step up and grab that crown while the Eagles were sort of trying to figure out what their identity was going to be this year. And I'm not going to take anything away from Seattle. I think Seattle has played phenomenal. Although, listen, they got 2 losses as well. No shame in the 2 games that they lost. I think they lost to San Francisco by 1 score, and I think they lost to Tampa Bay by 1 score. Both close games. No shame in that. They got some good wins on the road. I like Seattle. I like the Rams. I like Tampa Bay. Green Bay, I think, is a little bit herky-jerky, but they certainly have that potential. Who else am I going at? San Francisco, Detroit. Detroit, obviously,
yep.
Very good football team, very talented.
San Francisco's not in that group, I don't think. But a good team, but not in that group we're talking about.
I agree. And here's what I say. I think there is a group that is proven, that has the resume, the pedigree of recent memory, and they have the track record. And then there's a group that says, yeah, you've had a good first half. Let's see what you look like in November and December, let alone January. So when I look at the Eagles, to me, there was never a question as to are the Eagles an elite team. It's whether or not they're living up to that standard. And they weren't living up to that standard to start the season off. The first month of the season, last couple of games, they've gotten around to that. These next two games, I think, are going to tell us a whole lot. That's why I'm excited about it. But if anybody's going to be elite or separate themselves from the rest of the pack, I think it's the Eagles, and I think it's the other teams, the other group of five or six teams. But when I look at the roster, when I look at the track record, when I look at who I would trust, it's the Eagles. They're in their own category, and those other teams aren't there. Too bad for them. They didn't take advantage of the Eagles' slow start. They didn't take advantage of that.
215-592-9494. Do the Eagles still, this version of the Eagles, do they still have to prove they're elite, or are they elite already? Here's the I agree with you, the roster, elite roster. Come into the year, I agree with you, pedigree, all that stuff. What I would say, and here's what is staring me in the face when I'm trying to define the Eagles as an elite team. So far this season, what have the Eagles done at an elite level? They have not run the ball at an elite level. They have not thrown the ball at an elite level. They have not rushed the passer at an elite level. They have not stopped the run at an elite level. Even their special teams has not been elite. Now, it's improving. The pass game is improving. We've had a game and a half, sort of the running game getting there. You know, the pass rush got there against the Giants. That's why the next two games are, to me, are what can prove that they're elite. If they continue to trend that way and look that, they could become the elite team. I'm fully open to it. I just can't look at a team that's played eight games and I can't identify what they do currently at an elite level and say that that team is better than any other team in the NFC.
Oh, I give it to you. Yep. They're elite in the red zone.
They are elite.
They're elite in the red zone, yep. And they're elite at taking care of the football. The fact that they only had three turnovers through eight games, that's elite, right? I think they're second. They have the second fewest amount of turnovers in the entire league. Red zone, getting down there, scoring touchdowns versus field goals. That's what they're elite at. And now the rest of their game is catching up. And that's what I'm saying. Like, they already have shown they can be elite and dominate. And it's not just them winning the Super Bowl. Because some teams win the Super Bowl, they get hot late in the season.
They're not an elite team.
No. Yeah. The Eagles won 17 of 18 games.
Last year.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. So they showed you they could play at that elite level. And then they come out and win the first four games. By the way, look at the resume. That's a pretty good-looking resume.
Oh, for sure.
I don't know who else's resume looks as good as the Eagles when you look at the quality of wins they have on their resume.
I think the interesting thing, and I promise we'll get to the phones, 215-592-9494. The interesting thing is those things that made them elite last year, they have not been elite at this year.
I agree with you on that.
That's where I'm sort of like, that's why the next two games for me are for them to prove it. 215-592-9494, do you believe that this version of the Eagles has proven they're elite, or do they have to do it over the next two games? We do have a next question today. We have our final Hess toy truck, the 2025 Stock Car racers, loaded with action-packed features, including 67 animated lights, five realistic sounds, and a pullback motor, courtesy of Hess. You can get it at hesstoytruck.com. Here is our next question today. I realized it this morning. The question is, what are you irrationally afraid of? And what made me think of this is I was coming out of our parking garage, out of the stairway, and there's a door that opens toward you. So you have to grab the handle for a door that somebody could come in and open toward you.
Yeah.
I am irrationally afraid of the door being opened up into my hand and breaking or dislocating one of my fingers.
Is everyone worried about the face?
Well, I'm all back here, right? My hand is first.
Yeah.
So I have that fear in the bigger bathroom, the multiple bathroom room where the door opens. Any door.
And your hands aren't that big.
Hey, man. They're average size hands. And it's cold outside. If it's a glass door,
yes.
I'm okay with it. But a non-glass door, I am irrationally afraid of a door being opened up into my hands. And that was unnecessary, the shot at my hands.
No, I was just saying.
Well, I'm not like the bright, my tiny hands or whatever.
No, you're not.
They are normal hands. All right, Jack.
We found out you're 5'11".
Yes.
Yeah. And TK, officially over the summer, they listed his height here in the studio.
Yes.
5'5".
Was not 5'5".
And I still want to know what you thought you were saying. You think it was a different Tom Kelly? Alex's like, yeah, he's 5'10". Everyone knows that. Unbelievable.
Jack,
unbelievable.
What are you irrationally afraid of for next question?
It's been a while, but whenever I use go out of a drinking fountain, I used to get very concerned about people slamming my head into the metal part, and then all my teeth would be chipped. That was like my biggest fear in high school.
Did people do that in your school?
No, I don't think so. But I was worried. I would always go down and like be like, all right, someone, you know, always worried someone's going to come from behind and just slam my head into the metal thing.
I thought you were the big dog.
I was at BMOC. Everyone knows that.
Yeah, well, not that deep.
Well, no one would dare try to mush Jack's head into the water fountain. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. Ike.
Oh, listen, both of those, certainly out of the box.
Yes, they are irrational.
Now, I don't know if this is irrational or rational, but I'll tell you what I am afraid of is not having my phone.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, there's times here where he walks in and then has to go all the way back out to the car because he's just having his phone.
Really?
There's a lot with Ike. I mean,
by the way, I'm surprised I get all the way in here
without the phone.
That is a shock right there.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you also, don't even the thing with silverware where you don't use silverware?
Yes, I have my own silverware.
And you don't use straws?
Yes.
Yeah, you don't use straws?
Well, I'm an anti-straw guy.
We're going to do my whole phobia.
I got a lot of them. Been around you for a long time, pal.
I'm an anti-straw guy. I'm not 5 years old. Yeah, I can drink out of it like a grown.
Keep silverware in the locker.
Yeah.
You care about turtles?
I do care about turtles, yes. The plastic straw thing. Yeah, well, that's not really it. It's really that I'm not a child. All right, 215-592-9494. Has this version of the Eagles already proven they're elite, or do they have to do it over the next 2 weeks? And next question for the Hess Toy Truck Stock Car Racers, we'll pick the best one today, is what are you irrationally afraid of? Starting us off, as always, Corey in Columbus. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, man, are the Eagles elite, yes or no? I mean, of course they are. Like, what's their record?
Well, 6-2.
Okay. So, but there are a lot.
Broncos are 8-2, and they stink.
Yeah, they're not elite. The Seahawks are 7-2.
Listen to me.
The Niners are 6-3.
Teams winning football games, the Eagles have been doing it at a consistent level over the past 2 years.
Yes.
That's an elite trait.
Are they better than the other teams that are good in the NFC right now?
Yes.
This year?
Yes. I'm going to tell you why, right? So the Eagles lost the game to the Broncos. Like, listen, they shouldn't have lost the game. I'm not going to make excuses for them. They played bad. They played bad against the Giants. But what I'm saying is, like, what they do consistently better than other teams is win football games. Like, last year they lost the game to the Falcons.
I'm not talking about last year. I'm talking about this year.
Can I talk?
Dude, don't.
I'm giving you an explanation. I'm about to go to where I'm going. Last year, they lost the game to the Falcons. It was an uncharacteristic loss. It wasn't a good team. This year, they did the same thing with the Giants. It was more of like a blowout. But what I'm saying is, over the time, they consistently find ways to win football. That's an elite thing. Like, they consistently find ways to win football games, whether that's, you know, being down 24-6 to the Rams and coming back to win. That's what they do at an elite level.
Corey, let me ask you this. Is this year's Chiefs an elite football team?
I would say they're right now currently not an elite team. But
okay, even though they went to 3 straight Super Bowls, won 2 of them, and have the second best record or in the AFC right now, this is why, and I let you finish, this is why I am not counting last year, because you were able to look at the Chiefs this year, even though they were in the Super Bowl last year, even though they were in the Super, they won the Super Bowl the 2 previous years, even though they've won more games than they've lost this year, even though they have one of the best quarterbacks and head coaches of all time, you're able to look at that team and say they are not an elite football team this year.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So that's why I'm not talking about previous years.
Thing is, let's say, for example, the Chiefs continue to play how they are, right? And the Chiefs go into the playoffs and they're the 6th or 7th seed and they go up against, you know, Buffalo as the 2 seed. I'm not picking Buffalo. I'm sorry, I'm just not. Based off of their resume and what they've done at elite level over their time of being a team, I'm not just going to be like, oh, this team does this more elite than the Chiefs this year, so I'm going to pick them. I'm sorry. Like, history matters more to me than just what's the right now. So the Eagles are an elite team. They still have most of the same core that they had when they won a Super Bowl. They know how to win, and I'm just not going to just throw that away. So, yes, they are. They're the number one. They're the number one seed in the NFC.
No, they're not.
So that means
no,
in the
NFC,
they're
not.
The best
team. No, they're not. The Seahawks are the number one team in the NFC. They're 7-2. The Eagles are 6-2.
Okay, because they played one more game.
Well, either facts or not facts, they're not the number one seed.
Okay,
right,
that's
now.
Fine. Okay. Don't make me get Mike Mayock on you now.
I'll do to you what I did to him.
What, lose?
Like, I didn't lose.
Ooh, boy.
No, just because you agree with him doesn't mean that I lost.
Big L.
No. Yeah, in fact, you called up when we were talking about Howie agreeing with me. So why don't you stay on that side then?
Howie Day.
What's that?
I didn't even call it a Howie Day.
But you agree with me. You said it the week before.
Okay, I'm just saying. He gave it to you yesterday.
He was wrong.
All right. Well, so what is my phobia? So I don't even know if this is like a thing, like if this is the right, what's an irrational fear? That I got a lot of those. So like, does this count? Like, I don't like it when, like, you know, like when those, like, when they put like a lot of like holes or like dots together, like with like triopophobia. Is that what we're talking about?
I don't think any of us understand. Could you explain?
Like if you see something like in the desert and there's like a lot of like whole, I don't like that to get, like, I hate seeing pictures and stuff like that. It freaks me out.
Now I'm fascinated. Could you explain in a little more detail
what I'm talking about? Okay. And he can explain.
Holes in the desert?
Yeah. It's just overall, just holes in general. I'll send Jack a picture of what I mean. Now I got to look it up and then so he can explain it.
Do we think Corey is getting tricked by AI?
I don't know.
Okay. All right.
You could be having a rational fear of holes. Like, you fall in.
Yeah, but he seems like it's a very specific
thing.
Seems
like pictures of holes seem to be the issue.
That was weird.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Now I need to know.
Now I'm waiting to see the picture that he sends you, so I know.
Now I need to know the rest of them.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Yeah. And he said holes, like, together, like, lined up, like, several holes.
Yeah, what? I'm trying to say
the more we try to figure this out, the harder it gets.
I need to see the picture. Yes. I need to see the picture. All right, 215-592-9494. Has this year's Eagles team proven their elite, or do they have to do so over the next 2 years, next two games, rather? And next question, they give us something that you are irrationally afraid of. Yesterday, in the locker room, after practice, A.J. Brown and Jaire Alexander had a sort of fun back and forth. We will play that for you next, as well as Nick Kostos gives you some bets for the weekend. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Picture me rolling in my 500 Benz. I got no love for these. There's no need to be friends. They got me under surveillance. I swear somebody can tell. No, there's no being so. But I ain't the one telling.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. 2:30 Tupac always on the show. 5:30 Creed, 2:30 Tupac.
3:30 Country?
No. No. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers minutes from everywhere online at marks-jewelers.com. The question is, do you believe the Eagles are already an elite team, yes or not yet?
I think there's still some question out there for some people. So I'll say it's somewhere like 60-40. Let's go 62.
Pretty close. 65 yes, 35 okay. No. Yep, yeah. Yep. I think they're on their way. If they can keep these next two games, we've been saying it. I mean, these next two games are huge. The beginning of the schedule was big. The fact that they got out of there 4-0, very, very big. But as we can all look back, like, everybody is figuring out who they are at that point.
Sure.
I mean, the middle of the season, playing two of the teams who are the two of the five best teams in the NFC.
Yeah.
One of them on the road, both of them in prime time. I mean, that is, you go 2-0 in those.
Yeah.
You might not even care how it looks if they go 2-0 in those two games.
I absolutely would. Now, we would obviously
critique. I just want to be clear. I'm going to care how it looks.
We will
I want to be clear about
after
that.
After the games.
Yeah.
But I'll take it a step further. I think the four-game stretch here in this month is critical because it's four games, I believe, in like 18 or 19 days.
Oh, yeah, you brought that up to Jordan.
They play Monday, and then they play Sunday. Then they play the following Sunday. Then they play Friday.
Right.
So that four-game stretch, right, that's going to be huge for them. So if they can get through this period, they're going to be looking good. And I look back, before we go to the phones, I look back at those two losses. The Denver loss, almost view more of what we did versus what Denver did. They were up 17 points going into the fourth quarter. Denver hadn't done anything the entire game. Unfortunately, the Eagles hadn't done anything the entire second half,
right,
which allowed Denver to get back into that game late, right? And they wound up stealing that game from us. But I didn't think Denver outplayed us. I just thought...
No, we choked.
Yeah, we gave that game away. Yeah. And then the Giants game, short week up there in New York, you don't have Jalen Carter. Who else we didn't have? We didn't have Quinyon Mitchell.
He went out during the game.
Early in that game, I believe.
Yeah, yeah.
And so obviously you can't have the pick that Jalen had going down there. But I just thought our defense didn't show up in that game that night. It almost seemed like it was a lifeless game from the whole team.
Yeah, to be honest with you, that I actually put that ass-kicking to the side.
Yeah.
I can compartmentalize that. They're not that team
me. Yeah, they're not that team.
Most of my questions about their elite play is really just about what we saw with our eyes in just about every game but the
Giants.
But they
played a half each game.
Yes.
Four straight games.
When the defense has been iffy, we've seen teams going up and down on them. When we've seen the running game has really only had one and a half really good games. Mm-hmm. The passing game has had moments, you know, but we're still just waiting for it to all come together. And before I say elite, really, even during the season last year, I don't even know if during the season there was any point where I thought to myself, wow, the Eagles are elite, above and beyond, you know, that they're the class of the NFL. I think you said it yesterday. We looked back retroactively and said, wow, we saw something great then, but didn't feel like it happening.
Yeah, I agree.
215-592-9494. Are the Eagles already an elite team, or do they have to show it to you over the next 2 weeks? Nick in Hillsboro, you're on WIP. What's up, Nick?
Yo, what's up, guys?
What's up, Nick?
What's up, Nick?
Cool question for you. Was that Corey in Columbus that was on before the break?
Yes.
Yo, I heard the beeping sound as well when I was on hold.
Yes.
Sounds like he's getting tapped by the FBI or the DEA or something. I don't know, man. Usually you don't hear that. But, but I heard that.
Well, what
so
the hell is
I
he
thought
into?
It was actually my phone.
Yeah, the beeping is crazy, and we still have not figured out. If you heard that from Corey, we're desperately trying to figure. Corey thinks it's because he's in a rural area. I don't think that's what it is. We get a lot of calls in rural areas. It really sounds to me like his cheek is hitting the buttons on the phone. Jack says it doesn't sound that way to him. I don't know, man.
No, it does not sound like a dial tone, like you push a button, like, you know, the old analog phones. No, it sounds like a phone tap, kind of like a digital sound.
He's got his phone tap. What's he going to do?
No, what is he doing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ike, did you say earlier that we got off to a slow start?
Yes.
Did I hear you say that?
Yes.
Which is pretty crazy considering we're 6-2, right? I mean, if that's a slow start, I mean, I'll sign up for that every season. But my point is, no, right, like right now we're not currently elite. Mm-hmm. It's the halfway mark of the season. Doesn't mean we can't get there. All the pickups we made between BG coming back, Jalen, Michael Carter, Nolan's coming back, Jair, we'll see what he can do. But Nakobe getting healthier, Jihad possibly on the edge. There's nothing that's stopping us from playing our game and doing what we do. So we can get there. We should get there.
I would say this, and what I meant by they got off to a slow start, even though they started off 4-0, I'm looking at the flow of the offense and the defense being sort of choppy and not necessarily playing complete games the way they have the last two games. I'd say this, Nick. If the Eagles aren't elite, then there is no elite team in the NFL. Because
I agree.
I would look in the NFL right now, and if we just say, okay, so we're eliminating the elite category. All right?
Yes.
I'm just saying, for example.
Yeah, I think that's fair so far. Yeah.
And then I would say, at the top of the list, the Eagles are still at the top of the list of every team in the NFL. I trust the Eagles more than I trust any other team in the NFL. What other team can you say in the league right now, AFC or NFC, you would trust in a big game, that you would trust to be playing for a title at the end of the year? There, to me, there's no other team that I could say that about other than the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah. And Nick, listen, you guys rattle up all the stats, right? We are pretty much bottom of the barrel with everything we do, but we're steady. We're still winning, and that's a testament to the organization, the culture, the roster. We look like crap compared to past years, right? I mean, look how bad we've looked. We're still 6-2.
Yeah. Well, it's a credit to Nick. I think Nick deserves credit for it. And then the roster's so talented that him being able to keep that talented roster sort of focused, I think has, and they've come up big in big spots. Nick, for next question today, what are you irrationally afraid of?
I am definitely afraid of dying.
Well, that seems rational, Nick. I mean,
I don't know, man.
Dying.
I've talked to family members.
Really?
They're like, listen, when it happens, whatever. If my heart palpitates, I'm like, oh, crap. Like, what's going on? Like,
really?
I don't know, man.
Does it prevent you from, like, getting in a car or an airplane? Like, do you think about it every time you drive or fly or something like that?
No, because if you're in a plane and you're going to go down, like, it's gone in an instant. So that doesn't bother me.
Okay.
I actually love flying.
Okay.
But, yeah, just like the act, like, whether it's, like, a natural cause, if it's someone going crazy and, like, you know, some kind of stabbing or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
You know, we all hope we go in our sleep, right? Nothing like drowning or catching in.
Don't want to drown.
No, don't want to
burn up.
Don't want to drown.
Don't want either one of those.
That's what I'm saying. No one wants that. No one wants to drown. No one wants to be in a fire.
Yeah. Nope.
But if you had to choose.
Yeah. Thank you for the comment. My wife is afraid of the drowning. Yeah. And we were watching a show and they did the thing where they wrapped a guy's head in saran wrap.
Yes.
Suffocated him.
Oh, yeah, that's not a good
That
way
is
either.
For her. That is, look.
Yeah.
I don't want to die. But that way, that seems like a bad way.
Not really afraid of dying, although I'm not looking forward to dying. I just realized.
Thank you for clearing that up.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying I'm not going out to do things to tempt fate.
Right.
And I'm not
right.
jumping out of planes and things of that nature.
Right. Easy enough to die.
Yeah, to prove. Yeah, exactly. The thing with death, as you get older, you do think about it a little more frequently.
Well, yeah, it's more about just not being here.
Yeah.
With the people that I love and I like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm certainly hoping I'm the first one to go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because the last thing I want to do is be here when the family's gone.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, well, I'm going to need my wife to take care of me. I'm not going to, like, I don't have her. I got to go first.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I got to go first.
I don't want to go too soon.
No.
But I don't want to be the last one to go.
It's got
to
be me.
Definitely can't go before the kids.
That's
out of the question.
It's got to be me, then Rebel, then her. Because we can't, I mean, who's going to take care of Rebel?
Well, she will, right?
No, that's what I'm saying. That's right. Yeah, but
you mean she has to take care?
Yeah, she can't go before Rebel.
Yeah, she can't be Kobe.
Yeah, I got you.
All
right. Now that we've settled
down.
Yeah. Thanks, man. Yeah, scared of dying.
How about death?
Yep. So I mentioned Jair Alexander and AJ Brown had a bit of a back and forth yesterday in the locker room. When I saw the video of it, I actually have not heard this yet. It looked like AJ Brown was laughing. Here's what happened.
You and AJ had a pretty good battle in Brazil last year.
Mm-hmm.
What's your relationship like with, you know, having covered him and Devontae even?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's been cool. When I seen AJ, I came up and I hugged him and I said, you know, we're not in Brazil anymore, you know. So it was cool, man. He laughed about it. And, you know, all those guys are cool, man. It's a respect thing, that's all.
Do you have history with Jair?
Yeah, that's my son.
No. No. We joke with each other. I'm glad he came. He's extremely funny. I always thought he was extremely funny. You know, so yeah, I'm glad we got him.
He says he's extremely funny. He didn't happen to say that he's good.
Yeah. he's a great player.
Yeah. He said, I owned him, and he's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome to the squad.
Is he late career Dwight Howard? You know? Could you give him a throw him a bone? Tell him he's talented. You know,
he did have a smile on his face.
Yeah, yeah, he
it
did
was the
have
only
a
time
smile.
He had a smile on his face yesterday.
I believe. Yes, yeah, he looked like that was funny for him. I guess I would have to go back and watch the matchup between him and Jair Alexander. I don't remember
a lot of trash talking. That's what Jair Alexander does.
He's a trash talker.
Yeah, and he wants to try to get under your skin. And he had a thing going with Justin Jefferson where they went at it.
Okay.
Up there in Minnesota. So this kid, it's really. It's amazing to think of that he's not that old, and not so long ago he was considered one of the best corners in football.
Yes, that's
like
why
he was a top corner in all of football.
That's why it was crazy seeing the Packers let him go. And even in the offseason, we were talking about, you know, oh, should we get Jair Alexander?
So I wonder if he's going to be – well, he says health isn't an issue. So,
well, I wish it – I wish there
you
was.
Kind of wish it was. Yeah, huh? Yes. Yeah, at least that would explain something.
Yeah, I wish he said, it was bothering my foot, but it's good now.
Right.
If they were just sitting you because the other guys were better and they have their defense stinks, I don't know about that.
I got to be honest. He has to see this as a new lease on life. Like you're getting there's a position open for you. They traded for you.
They're dying for somebody for you to go in there and
go get it.
Yes, absolutely. 215-592-9494. Yoshi in Brewery Town, you're on WIP.
My man Spike, I'm on time with it today, brother.
Oh, what's up, boo?
Hey, Jackie, baby. Happy Friday. What's poppin', fellas?
What up, Yoshi?
Hey, man, I like seeing AJ smile doing that little going back and forth. It made me feel good. Like, come on, AJ, let's get it right, baby. I mean, that smile was Kool-Aid smile. I think you said it yesterday. All this talk about Jair, it just makes me feel like that boy about to flip the switch and turn back into what he's supposed to be. I mean, they said Christian Parker been in his ear, and I believe Christian out there saying, man, you a dog. You that dude. That dude is still in there. And I believe it's about to come up out of him, man. What's the name? I'm rooting for Jair, boy. I'm really rooting for that boy. Oh, come on, boy. Do what you got to do. Jack say he tired of Tupac. He ain't no gangster. He don't know what Tupac's girlfriend. He want to
I didn't know that.
All that good stuff. He said he's tired. He's singing Creed too much. He feels like it's fake.
Oh, he want to get his country music in there.
Oh, yeah.
3:30 country.
He want to get his country music in
coming
there.
Up at 3:30.
He wants some old school Randy Travis, yeah. Man.
Hold on. Don't tempt me with a good time.
Oh, y'all, you can kind of get me ready for the concert.
Yeah, come on, man. A little Post Malone. And,
Hey, now I can do that now. I can do that. Come on, get it right now.
Well,
get
Post
right.
Malone's not country.
No, but he's in a country phase right now.
Yeah, but he's not country.
That's like saying Beyonce country.
Come on, Cowboy Carter.
Yeah. Hey, now, if you want to throw some Willie Nelson up in here, I'm okay with that. Some real country. Yeah, I see. See, all you guys, the singer-songwriters who sing with a twang, the country you listen to is really rock and roll, but they sound like Justin from Tennessee.
Not as Justin. Even that. You know.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, where's the Randy Travis at, man?
We'll 3:30 country. We'll work our way through it.
Okay. All right.
It'll be 90s for you, too.
I used to love that song by Randy Travis. I don't want to fall in love. I used to love that joint, girl walking on the beach. I thought,
it's beautiful.
Stop. I'm getting ahead of myself. Hey, man, if the Eagles ain't elite, I feel like the potential to be elite is right there. Because everything that's been hampering them, it just keeps getting better. I mean, you look at them. They 6-2 with everything that's going on. They took them 2 L's. And then Jalen come out with a perfect QB passer rating. What's the name? I mean, and then they go manhandle a team that wasn't even supposed to be in the atmosphere that they're in. So I believe that they're getting on point. You, Spike, you said Howie, he hasn't been a good GM. I look at the moves that he went and made, and I think he's trying to get guys that he feels though fit what they're trying to do better. I feel like the elite status is coming to a bull, and they about to get on track. I said it. We don't start off fast. We that team that come in, we clock in, we've been working for a while, then next thing you know, the coffee kick in 2 hours later, and dang, we have a good day at work. That's who they going. That man, it's on the verge. They going to come out here and whoop these Packers in Green Bay. Jalen owns them. He ain't lost to them yet. I'm telling you, we right at it, baby. We are right at it. I'm not worried about anything. And real quick, OG Jason, I appreciate dinner the other night. Great time with you, brother. Spike, don't be jealous. Yeah. I was hanging with another white guy. I mean, you still my food.
That's okay. That'll get you.
I'm scared of not being strong no more. Oh. I really am.
That would be my dream.
I'm sure you are, yes.
That would be my dream. Skinny Yoshi comes in, twig arms.
You know what's name? Like, I'm going to tell you my motivation, though. I used to play sports, basketball leagues, football leagues and everything. And then what's name? I was like, man, I remember what Brian Dawkins said. B-Dawk said what's name? When he started thinking about the game too much, he knew it was time to stop. And what's the name? And that's how I was. I was like, I don't feel like going. Oh, man, I tweaked my hammy. Oh, man, what if I hurt it tomorrow, especially with the job that I do? So I looked at B-Dawk. I was like, dang, he done swole up. So I started lifting weights. I was like, I'm going to be like B-Dawk. B-Dawk is my motivation, what's the name, to just keep on going. I mean, I look at that boy Instagram and his Twitter every day.
Yeah.
You tell him, Yoshi, love him. No fucker is like just motivation. Man of God and all that good stuff. I love you, man. Hey, love y'all cats, man. Have a beautiful, blessed weekend.
All right, Yoshi.
All right, see
you,
brother. With us now, as always, same time on Fridays, Nick Kostos, host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Check out the latest lines on the BetMGM app. Check out You Better You Bet weekdays. You Better You Bet countdown to kickoff. Sundays 11-1 leading you up to kickoff on the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app. What's up, Kostos?
What's going on, guys? Happy Football Friday. And I have to be honest, and you'll appreciate this. Whenever I hear the name Brian Dawkins, all I think about is that Eagles-Giants Monday night game when he, like, decapitated another Ike Hilliard. And I was so crushed. I was in college at the time at Fordham. And I think I actually, like, wore a black armband to class the next day in honor of Ike Hilliard. Yeah. Got just annihilated by Brian Dawkins in that game. But great to be on with you guys.
And true story, Dawk got fined for that hit.
Oh, yeah. Back I mean, when nobody got fined for anything.
Yeah, fined for that
Ike,
hit.
It was... It's a dirty hit, man. Because the turn is a dirty hit, man.
Well, it was borderline. Yeah. Brian was never dirty. He's a physical player.
Andre Waters, he was dirty. Brian Dawkins.
Yeah, Brian Dawkins was just physical.
Yeah, played on that edge a little bit than Andre Waters did. What's up, Kostos? How you feeling, man? You good?
I got to tell you, I'm feeling awesome. I feel really good.
There you go.
In general. Yeah,
you look good.
Come on. That guy takes care of himself.
I was at the gym at, just in case people are writing this down, this is not a humble brag. This is just like, I'm just bragging. I was at the gym at 5:45 this morning.
Oh, there you go.
This is like my 11th radio interview today. I got a 3-hour show coming up. It's going to kick ass. Oh. Yeah,
I always rub my stick.
Hell yeah. Right.
I'm going to ask you about the Eagles game, and the Eagles are 2.5-point dogs, but you always pick the Eagles. I guess my question about it would be, because I know you're going to pick the Eagles, my question about it would be, how strong do you feel about it?
Well, I would say not. So I do like the Eagles, obviously.
Yep.
I think the word that I would use, I trust the Eagles more than I trust the Packers. Now, we have seen a couple times this season, right, where you can watch the Packers play, whether it's for like a half, like the second half of the Sunday night game against the Steelers a few weeks ago, or for like a full game, like we saw week one against the Lions, week two against the Commanders. This is a long time ago, obviously, where the Packers have flashes where they look like they are the best team in the league and that they're going to run through absolutely everybody. But then the Packers will have instances like week three, losing to Joe Flacco and the Browns in like mind-numbing fashion. And then last week, in a game that they should have won by double digits, and I didn't bet the game, I'm just saying, like they should have won the game, and they lose at home to the Carolina Panthers, like laying Humpty Dumpty-sized eggs. So is it possible, guys, that the Packers come out on Monday night at home, like great home field advantage, obviously, in primetime, and go pedal to metal and win this game by 3 or more? Like, of course it's possible. Like, the Packers have that type of upside to look like the best team in the NFL on any given Sunday or Monday or Thursday, or if Christmas is on a Tuesday, because the NFL has a war on Christmas, it'll be Tuesday as well. Like, yeah, like the Packers have that upside. But I just think the Eagles, like their equilibrium is such a different place than what the Packers is, that I trust Philly so much more on a game-by-game basis that, of course, I'm going to bet the Eagles here. And I'm fascinated, guys, to see for Philly what these defensive pieces are going to look like that Howie just acquired in trades. Like Jalen Phillips, obviously, I expect to play well rushing the passer back with Vic Fangio. I'm fascinated to see if Michael Carter and his addition, does this mean Cooper DeJean's playing on the outside where like he's probably better in the slot? I think that's really interesting. And they could probably get away with that against Green Bay, where the receiving position for the Packers is lesser, and like the sum of its parts is lesser than what it should be. And is Jaire Alexander going to be able to rediscover his form that he had earlier in his career? So I think these are all interesting things. I trust the Eagles more. I trust Jalen Hurts more than I trust Jordan Love. And honestly, I trust Nick Sirianni more than I do Matt LaFleur at this point. Give me the Philadelphia Eagles on Monday night.
Yeah, I think what the corner thing that we've been talking about is that I think they would love to not have to do the Cooper DeJean thing, and that's what the Jaire Alexander thing's about. I think they would love if Jaire Alexander would go in there and win that job and look like the clear CB2.
But Carter's a slot corner, though, you know? So it's no, like, so then where does DeJean play?
No, that's what I'm saying. I think the Carter thing is a depth thing and really just sort of a if... Because I bet they didn't even know they were going to get Jaire Alexander. So I think there weren't a lot of good CB2s on the market, which is why Indy had to overpay for Sauce. And I think they were just hedging against not getting a guy. And now they're hedging against Jaire Alexander can't play. And if he can't play, then they put Michael Carter in the slot. They put Cooper DeJean on the outside. But I don't think they want to do that.
I think that's really smart by Howie and like a great point by you. And if you have like... If you have Quinyon Mitchell and then Jaire rediscovers his form and DeJean in the slot,
woo!
Oh my God. Like, yeah, like they're going to win the Super Bowl again.
Oh, that's what I'm
there we
about,
go.
Nick.
Jack's
that's
worst nightmare.
why does Jack not want that to happen?
Oh, it's so nauseating. Yeah, I mean, it's just so nauseating.
That's a whole other show.
You're a Philly guy.
Yeah. Westchester guy.
Yeah, it's the jail. It's a long thing.
We got a thing. It's okay.
A long thing. You got another game you love in there? It's an interesting slate, I think, this week.
Yeah, I love the Baltimore Ravens on Sunday on the road in Minnesota against the Vikings. And yeah. great job by the Vikings last week. Kind of like saved their season a little bit by beating the Lions in Detroit. And I'm not going to criticize J.J. McCarthy, who's like barely played any football in a couple of years. But the idea that like he played great in this game is ridiculous.
Yeah,
he had 140 passing yards. Yeah. Now, he did make a couple like nice individual throws, like the touchdown to Jefferson, the game-ending throw to Jalen Naylor. And I'll say, like, he's psychotic. Like, he's a crazy person. Like, he's got an alter ego. He refers to himself as 9, his jersey number. He says, like, he feeds the wolf on Sundays, like, to get into the state of mind to play. And I'm being serious. Like, I like that. I like the leader of my org, like, the quarterback. I want him to be a crazy person. I like that for J.J. McCarthy. But, I mean, going up against the Ravens, and we talk about the way the Eagles deploy the members of their secondary. Now what Baltimore's done is really fascinating, right? Where they trade for Gilman, so he plays deep along with rookie Malachi Starks, and now they're bringing Kyle Hamilton down, and he's basically like their slot corner, their nickel corner, and he's big enough to like push receivers off the line, fast enough to stick with them, and is also physical enough to really impact the run game. So Baltimore's defense is the best it's been all season. And then on the flip side, Brian Flores loves to blitz. We know that. Lamar is the top-rated quarterback in the NFL this year against the blitz. I think this leads to a Ravens double-digit win on the road on Sunday in Minnesota.
You got a prop or two for us?
Yeah, so I want to give me a second here. I'll just tell you exactly what the number is right now. So on Sunday, the LA Rams travel to San Francisco to play the 49ers. And just so people can get ahead of this, if the Rams win and the Seahawks win, like Rams-Seahawks next week is going to be one of the games of the season. And Eagles fans should be really paying attention to that because those could be like the two big challengers to the Eagles for NFC supremacy. So we're going to have to wait until Sunday to see like how this is going here because he may not be 100% healthy. But if Puka Nacua is good to go and has a clean bill of health, however bad you all think the Niners defense is, I promise you it's worse. Like, they can't cover Puka Nacua. All the good players are hurt. I think Puka goes over 100 receiving yards. It's 91.5 right now at BetMGM. Wow. Let's get to Sunday and let's make sure, like, he's good to go, clean bill of health. And if so, he is going to smash this 49ers secondary. I also think the Rams are going to win this game by 7 or more on Sunday in San Francisco.
Well, that's pretty confident going over 91. You know, that's a high number.
Well, it was like JSN on Sunday night against Washington. Jackson, yep. Smith and Jigba was 99.5.
Is that what it was? Is that what it got?
Yeah, and I said on And I sat on all my shows, and I do the Westwood One, the national pregame show leading to Sunday and Monday Night Football. I said, yeah, like the number's high. Not high enough. 128 yards.
Yep.
Yeah, like 91.5 is high. Also, like it should probably be starting with a one.
Sure.
And I'm not talking in the tens.
Right. All right, Kostos. Thank you as always. What is it? Fly Eagles fly, win Eagles win, cover Eagles. Wait, say it again.
So it's fly Eagles fly, win Eagles win, cover Eagles cover, and then you could do pay me Eagles pay me. Before I bid you adieu, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
I noticed how NBA Spike was a little quieter this week.
Well, you see, I promised Jack we wouldn't talk too much about the NBA. You have to understand our perspective on this Sixer season, whatever it is, it is.
Say whatever the Phillies do, fine.
Let me tell you something. Who needs booze? Who needs weed? Who needs all these drugs when you can inhale some good old Spike-esque copium?
No, it's true. It's true.
You're coping.
We're rebuilding. We are in the. We can't tell what the team is. If the young guys look good, that's happy. If they compete for a title, that's happy.
What about the Knicks?
What's that?
The
Knicks are in a do or die season. The Sixers are not.
How are they looking to you? How are they looking?
They've played better.
A little better.
They should win 60 games. And if they don't win 60 games in the title, if they don't win the title, it's an abject failure.
That is not true.
Well, it is true. It is.
They have to win the East. I think they have to win the East, or I'll say it's a failure. Which is we're shooting for the stars here.
Yeah, well, shooting for the stars in a much hampered Eastern Conference.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
I'm saying, like, they should win, but then you have to play like the Thunder, and the Thunder will kill them.
There it is. You're coping.
I'm just being.
Coping.
I'm being honest.
You've got You've got a vape full of cope. I can see it.
Knicks, up with cope, down with dope.
The Knicks will never beat the Thunder if they. No one's beating the Thunder. Winning the title.
Yeah, the '90s Bulls.
Yeah.
Who's gonna beat them? Oh, let's.
No one cares, Nick. No one cares. Shut up.
I wonder who do you got, Jack?
I don't care. I don't care. We want to go to break.
Then shut up and don't give your team.
All right.
Like, you know what, Jack? I'll come to you when I want to know what the Phillies should do with their seventh inning.
Nah. All right, Kostos.
That's pretty good.
Thank you as always, brother. Get out of here.
Everyone, minimal spots, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck. Go Birds.
Go Birds. That is Nick Kostos, host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Elliot Shore Parks joins us next. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.